JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the government and JPS are lighting up our streets with clean energy. Look out, they could be coming to your road next. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Due to refurbishing work, the Jamaica Constabulary Force Police Records Department at 34 Duke Street will only provide limited services on Monday, February 12 and Tuesday, February 13. Regular services will resume on Thursday, February 15. Accordingly, no next-day services will be available on Friday, February 9 and Monday, February 12. Completed certificates can be collected. Normal service will be available at the regional offices in Montego Bay, Pompano Bay and Maypen. Any inconvenience caused is deeply regretted.
Another 35,000 street lamps are to be installed this year under the Smart Light Emitting Diode LED Streetlight Program. The initiative, which is being implemented by the government in partnership with the Jamaica Public Service, JPS, aims to reduce the country's energy costs and increase the use of renewable energy sources. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says some 37,000 LED street lamps have been installed by JPS across 9 parishes since the rollout of the program last year.
We are using more energy efficient streetlights, so we reduce the cost. And so while we move towards using more renewable, more cleaner energy sources, we have to ensure that at the same time we conserve. So it's a holistic approach that we are taking as relates to offsetting our energy bill and at the same time preserving the environment.
He adds that the smart LED lighting technology allows for remote reading of the consumption of each lamp, identifying out-of-service lamps and control over the light intensity. The Smart LED Streetlight Program will target 110,000 streetlights across Jamaica over the next 3 years. The Vision 2030 Secretariat is taking part in the University of the West Indies Research Day 2018 from February 7 to 9. If you're in the Mona area, stop by. Get your questions answered and learn how you can play your part in making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more or call 906-446-324. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature.
The Lord God is with us, yeah.
This reggae dub duo has been around since the 1970s. Professional musicians, one is known for his skills on the bass guitar, the other on the drums. They have been credited with styles like the Rockers, One Drop, and Rubber Dub. Do you know them? Find out when we return.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Sly and Robbie. Not familiar with their Zion in dub production? How about Taxi? And on our community notice board, St. Catherine Primary School, as part of Reggae Month activities, will host an Oldies Party fundraiser on February 10 at Xavier Hall on the school grounds beginning at 6 p.m. For tickets, call the Culture Committee at 984-2422. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.